USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. A series of severe storms across California has left at least 16 people dead. The National Weather Service said certain areas in central California have seen almost 17 inches of rain over the past 2 days. Santa Barbara Mayor Randy Rouse says his town has fared well, much better than other places in the county and to the north.
Our most urgent concern is actually at this point in time is clean up and preparing for the next wave that's coming in, probably Saturday.
Tens of thousands are without power in the wake of the storms. Evacuations happening all over the state. The dangerous weather system will continue to bring storms to the West Coast through at least this weekend. Pharmacies short on medications for children.
We may be lucky. I checked this morning. There was nothing. I may be lucky this afternoon when I check. I might be able to get one bottle.
Pharmacist Amanda Owens said antibiotics used to treat a variety of infections are becoming hard to find. She added wait times for the drugs are unpredictable. That's led to her colleagues needing to be creative in finding alternatives. Signs in the Senate indicate a likely roadblock for House Republicans' push to cut funding for the IRS out of President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. GOP lawmakers in the House voting to get rid of much of the money given to the agency through last year's bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reacting Tuesday.
What the Republicans are doing, plain and simple, is helping their friends, the multimillionaires, the wealthy corporations who pay no taxes, from being audited.
The House also approving a resolution to create a select committee focused on investigating the, quote, weaponization of the federal government. In an environment of historically high inflation, the chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve tells colleagues the central bank's rate hikes could remain vital tools for the American economy.
Price stability is the bedrock of a healthy economy and provides the public with immeasurable benefits over time.
Wall Street closing higher after Powell's speech. This is USA News.
The bigger your 401k, the better your retirement, right? Wrong. The fact is, with proposed new taxes, another market crash, inflation, and rising healthcare costs, you could be forced to downsize your retirement. Discover the secret savvy investors are turning to for retirement security. A new 401k law that unlocks an ingenious retirement protection plan that could protect your savings from inflation and a stock market downturn while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in simple language in a new book from Josh Melberg. His insightful guide is your roadmap to retiring with confidence, and it's yours free with one call. Don't risk a lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-804-3595. That's 800-804-3595. 800-804-3595.
President Biden says he was surprised to learn government records were found at his former office. He made the comments Tuesday while in Mexico City, adding his team is fully cooperating with a review of the findings. Reports say about a dozen documents from Biden's time as vice president were found about a week before last year's midterm elections by Biden's lawyers, who then notified the National Archives. The former chief financial officer for the Trump Organization is being sentenced to 5 months in prison on state tax fraud charges. In New York, NBC News investigative reporter Tom Winter says the judge commented about what was wrong with Alan Weisselberg's wife getting a payment to get Social Security benefits.
He said, look, at a time when so many Americans are working so hard to be able to eventually get those benefits one day, he felt that it was motivated by greed.
Weisselberg, who worked for Trump for decades, pleaded guilty last year and will now head directly to prison. Weisselberg went on to testify against former President Trump's company as part of his plea deal. A former Texas cop who hired a hitman to kill his wife may not be executed tonight as planned. Robert Fratta sued, claiming the drugs used in the Texas death chamber expired. A judge agreed, but the Texas Department of Criminal Justice is appealing the ruling, meaning the execution is still on. The legal wrangling sets up a scenario where the execution could be called off at the last second. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.